Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Gabriella, welcoming you to the show. We're going to start our conversations today talking about a very interesting situation. I call it interesting because it's not something you would normally hear on a daily, but it's something that, you know, is a reality. I have found hearing this story that indeed this is a reality for some people, and it would be nice to actually talk about it. So if someone is right there in that fix, or perhaps is familiar with someone who is in that situationship, we can possibly just, you know, rub heads together and find a possible way out. And so we'd have that conversation this morning. Let's talk about adopted children. That's what we'll talk about on this hour. Remember, you can join a conversation via our phone lines. We have phone lines that you can call. The numbers are 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also going to be on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That's for Facebook, and for Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. I'd like that you join the conversation, and let's keep it going for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back shortly after this break, and the conversation will begin. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
So, do you remember the story I shared with you sometime last year? I think it was sometime last year, early this year. No, it wasn't this year. It was last year. If you cannot remember, maybe you hadn't joined in then. I'll quickly just run through that story again with you. So, many, many years ago, I read and I learned about this particular thing that happened in Benin City. So this man and this lady were dating. You know how you meet someone and you're dating the person, right? That's how it happened. So they were in a relationship, boy meet girl, boy like girl, ask girl out, girl says yes, and they get into a relationship, right? The relationship gets serious, they are really in love with each other, and you know, they decide to take it a notch higher, finds out that the girl is pregnant. That makes it even better. Says, oh, wow, so let's meet the family and make this work. So, you know, they then, you know, schedule dates to meet their parents. So the man takes the girl to his mother, and the lady takes the guy to her father. So cut the long story short, it's not a story I like to tell. To cut it short, eventually found out that they were brother and sister. The mother and father had been separated since they were kids and did not even know they had a sibling anywhere else in the other part of the world. And, you know, the brother and sister got together, and now the girl was pregnant for her brother. So I'm sure you remember that story. I shared it. I don't know why I can't forget that story. I never forget. I always bring it up when, you know, conversation, you know, reminds me of that. Why I'm bringing that up is because we've heard several instances, people of the same family, we've heard cousins who say, oh, they're in love with their cousin. Oh, I remember this one. A girl came on socials and was asking what should she do because she had fallen in love with her cousin. And, you know, there's been that conversation about it's an abomination to want to have anything to do with your brother, your sister, your cousin, uncle, nephew, aunt, you name it, extended family. But in a situation where you are an adopted child, can you go ahead and be married to someone within your adopted family? This is why I'm asking this question. Just yesterday, a man came on socials and was asking for opinions on whether or not he can marry his, you know, how do I coin it now? So he's an adopted son. Let me put it this way. He's adopted into a family. He grows up and becomes aware. It's not hidden, you know, news or secret news that he's adopted. Now he's asking, can he marry his supposed sister, knowing that she's not his biological sister? Do you understand? So now he's fallen in love with the daughter of his adopted parents and is asking if he can go ahead to marry her. Now, that's why we're having this conversation. When I read her story, I actually began to think about it. I'm like, wow, this is something that, you know, we don't talk about a lot of times. We don't talk about adoption and all the things that come with that, you know, all the things that are in that baggage of adoption. So you want a child, for whatever reason, you adopt a child. The child grows up and the child is aware that they have been adopted. The child is aware that indeed, I'm an adopted son or an adopted daughter. When it comes to relations with their adopted siblings, how does that go, really? Are they also confined by the same restrictions as, you know, a nuclear or extended family are? Or would you say they have certain liberties because by blood, they do not share the same DNA? So I really want to hear from you today to know what you personally think about it. If you know someone who has been adopted, do you think it's okay for that person to want to date, court, or marry someone within that adopted family? Or would you say, oh, the same, you know, restrictions and the same principles that confine anyone within a family should also apply to an adopted child? What are your thoughts? Let's talk about this. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Because again, at the end of the day, you can argue and say, yes, you're adopted, so you bear the, you share the same surname as we do, but we do not share the same DNA. So technically, we are not, you know, we're not brother and sister. Good afternoon, Anonymous. You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Zion. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, go ahead.
It's a wrong step. And that should I see even evil for those people that have adopted him into their family. Check in the African culture. We don't believe in divorce. I mean, we don't talk and do anything about adoption. It's not in the African culture. One of our noble laureates of blessed memory, who wrote The Things Fall Apart, you saw what happened. The circumstances surrounded the adopted child, Ike Mefuna, and the great man, the community, and the incidents around. There is nothing like adoption in African tradition and culture. That is why our parents are busy warning us on certain things that may force us into having children we are never prepared to take care of.
Mm.
So that people don't adopt them or we don't adopt people's children. It's very wrong. Now look at the implication. A man and woman who adopted you, you are busy loving their daughter, even getting them pregnant, getting her pregnant, or even thinking of getting married to her. This is evil. I found out that the laws that our fathers guided us with, they binded us with, the moment we disobey, we always pay dearly for it. Take a critical look of all of them. The moment we disobey those things they told us about, these are our norms, these are our practices, and we say, no, we want to be foreign, we're in a civilized generation. The moment we dare those lines, there are implications. So adoption is a no-no in an African culture and tradition.
Wait, hold on, Mr. Zion, hold on. I think we're talking about two different things. Are you saying adoption is wrong?
It is wrong.
Okay, but that's besides the conversation, actually. I'm actually asking if an adopted child can marry into the adopted family. So let's assume that, you know.
It is evil. You don't even have to think about it.
Oh, wow.
They have gone beyond to adopt. You are now their son. This is not a matter of DNA or not DNA again, no. This is a matter of you are now bearing their son name. What are you still talking about going to get married to their daughter or to their son in the same house?
All right.
It's evil.
All right, Mrs. Iron. Thank you very much. Oh, Faith from Accra Road, please do all to call back. We're also on WhatsApp. You can send a message on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. And on Facebook, we're streaming live at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Brown is calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Brown. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Gary.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Actually, the discussion on the deliberation, for me, it's in two ways. Adoption is not bad. I don't know why Mr. Zion.
Don't bother about that, Mr. Brown. Don't bother about that. Just go right into your,
okay,
your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Adoption itself is not bad.
Okay.
Because if we start from the early time, even Christ himself is an adopted son to Mary and Joseph.
Wow.
Jesus Christ is not the biological son of Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph is an adopted father to him.
Okay.
So, and Jesus Christ have half brothers. So that is the narration I want to drag to this issue
now. Okay.
So if a man in a family has an if a family adopted a son and the family happens to have a daughter, and tomorrow the man comes up and say he has fallen in love with the daughter and he wants to marry. Yes, the truth of the matter is that the son is not a biological son to the family.
Right.
But there is something about it. Nobody holds him from going around getting married to the daughter. But sometimes we have to bring about culture. You know, even if we're applying some certain freedom, yes, as humans, we have freedom to make choices.
Mm.
But we also have to consider the feelings of other people around us. The question that he himself will ask himself, or people will ask themselves, is, if I got married to this girl, am I going to live in an isolated place?
Mm.
The place I am going to live and inhabit with this girl, start to live my own and start having children, are people not going to be there? Am I going to develop my own planet so that people will not know that this is the union between us? This is how we are. This is what is that. So these are the questions, because the area that people live, you need to abide to the customs and the rules of that area which you live.
Mm.
That is one thing. You also have to put the feelings of other people into consideration when you are doing something. So now comes in this issue. When the guy is getting married to this girl, what is the custom? What is the tradition?
Mm.
What do people say about such certain actions that he's going to take?
Mm.
Do people fun about that? Do people like it? Do people accept such idea?
Mm.
If people accept such idea, majority of the people within where he's going to live accept such idea. Okay, what of where he is going to inhabit tomorrow with his so-called wife?
Mm.
What are people going to say about? So when you put all these things into consideration, you can now know what to say and what to do in that situation. So nobody can really say, yes, it is good. Mm. And nobody can really say, yes, it is bad.
All right.
Okay. So this situation is neutral. Nobody can condemn it rightly, say it is wrong to marry, because definitely it's not the biological son. But by adopting the son legally, you look at the other way, it becomes a biological son of the parents.
Okay.
Because you paid something, you ransom the person, you pay something in exchange. So that is
all right, Mr. Brown. Let's move on to other callers.
As a guarantee for you to own this thing totally.
All right.
So it has become a brother to the sister.
All right, Mr. Brown, thank you very much. Okonkwo is calling from Umokuta. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
African tradition from invention started with slavery, people buying slaves. Then, to an extent, the African tradition started to kick against it.
Well, Okonkwo, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interject there,
to go
right?
Into,
Mr. Okonkwo, I'm sorry. Let's not deviate from the conversation. We're not arguing whether it's right or wrong to adopt. I think that notion was wrongly communicated by Mr. Zion. But that is not the conversation. We're not talking about the history of adoption or whether it's right or wrong or whatever to adopt. The crux of the matter today is it okay for an adopted child to marry into the adopted family? So if a girl was adopted by this family, she grows up and is an adult, can she marry her adopted brother knowing that they do not share the same DNA? Or can you marry your adopted sister knowing you do not share the same DNA? Or do the rules of engagement for a nuclear extended family still, you know, hold the adopted children? That is the conversation. Please, let's stick to the conversation. We have very limited time. Phil is calling from Rumodara. Good afternoon, Phil. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to go straight to your question.
All right.
For me, here in Nigeria, I think it's wrong for a brother to marry a half-sister.
Mm.
The honest life understands to educate their children. If you have a son and you're adopting a girl as your daughter, that girl automatically becomes part of the family.
Mm.
It becomes part of the family that your son cannot relate with her.
Mm.
We've had cases of men sleeping with their adopted daughter. It's very wrong, very, very wrong. It's that name to us.
Okay.
I said this, maybe for foreign lands, I know that can happen, but here, no. Once you adopt a child, it's part of the family. And parents should educate their children and tell them, whether boy or girl, they are part of you. That's my take on that.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil.
I think cannot marry her half sister.
All right. Thank you so much. I've got Daniel from Omoma. Good afternoon, Daniel. You're welcome.
Yes. I'm Daniel from Ebere Omoma.
Mm, go ahead.
Fine. Listen, adoption is not recognized both before God and people who know the traditions. It is people who don't want to destroy the God's work and his image that adopt. That is what brings a reasonable man into the family of two wives or three wives, which Bible did not condemn it, instead of adoption.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go. Again, that is not the crux of the matter. I've got Gideon calling from Umokuta. Oh dear, apologies Gideon. Please do all to call back. On WhatsApp, we have quite a number of messages. We'll start with B.O.B. who says, good afternoon, Gabby. I think the legality of the adoption is the crux of the matter. If they crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, then your adoption can be reversed and then the couple can go ahead. My answer is inspired by the classic movie Clueless, where a man with a daughter married a woman with a son, then eventually they divorced and their children started dating. Biologically, there is no downside. All right, B.O.B., thank you for sharing. Endwell from Port Harcourt says, yes, they can marry, but the truth is that it is weird. Someone who is adopted to one's family, as long as you all grew up together as kids and became adults, it's really difficult for you to develop feelings or sexual affection for that kind of person. You would only love them as siblings. But if you develop affection, it can be seen as an abnormality. It will be taken as when a man finds his blood sister attractive. end well. Thank you very much for your comment. Isaac Kingsley says, good afternoon, Gabby. You can marry such a person, but you must trace their origin before such a decision will be reached. But it is better to find love outside your home. Gabby, your golden voice has come back. Indeed, it's getting back. Thank you, Asa Kingsley, for sharing. Angel from Eliosu says, good afternoon, beautiful Gabby. I do not think it is wise for you to marry your adopted sister or brother because you are answering the same surname and you've lived with them probably majority of your life. They're your siblings by law, and I do not think it's a wise decision because, like a caller said, some people around may not even know that you were adopted. They would really frown about the fact that you're marrying your sister, which is against the culture of Nigerians. I think an adopted child should just go and marry from somewhere else. Thank you very much, Angel, for sending that comment in. Douglas is calling from Elenewon. Good afternoon, Douglas. You're welcome.
Yeah, Gabriela, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm so happy a lot of persons have called, even when they're not really professionals in the course, but I discovered a lot of answers are actually going on the same direction. Yeah, as an adopted child into a family, you are legally, adoption is supposed to be legal, as long as I know. So you are a legal son of that family. So the siblings, your sisters from the person that adopted you are your sisters. So you don't have any right to go for any of them. There are a lot of girls out there. Yeah, let me come to this. And also, now, the adopting each other's family gives you the right to be trained, the right to do other things in the family as a son, not as any other person. So going in to develop feelings for that, it's not normal and it's not recognized. If you're taking it on two directions from the religious aspect and also the other aspect, you discover that both sides are wrong. Just like a caller was trying to mention an adopted son of God and all that, which, yes, is okay. So that part is totally wrong. It's condemnable because you are not supposed to. I wish it does that we're having this as a public discussion so that other people can actually learn from. I think more counseling should be given to such person. This person actually brought this because a lot of person may be going through all this, so which we don't know. I think this is a very good topic that should be discussed and further. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, Douglas. Always a pleasure hearing from you. This is anonymous, I think. Good afternoon.
Does it end the call? I put on hold.
Hello?
Hello, Gabriela.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yeah. Okay, so let me put it in different ways. First, biologically speaking and genetically speaking, it's not going to cause a lot of problems. That's on one hand. But by law, like someone has already said, it's wrong. Then, morally speaking, I think it's wrong. Because so this thing now, the way it's going, it's something like handshake, like passing the shoulder.
This is the way it's going.
I mean, like touching the elbow. Because if we start having this conversation now, we say, okay, all right, you can marry your adoptive brother or sister. So it's the entire half brother. I was the entire half brother. There's no saying that you can have a full brother or full sister. So to be on the side of safety, you cannot marry your adoptive brother or sister. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. We'll get back to WhatsApp in a minute. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabriela. How are you?
Welcome. I'm okay. Go ahead.
Okay. My take on this is it's actually morally right. I think the parents failed by actually making him know that they're not his biological parents. He's adopted a childhood and he trained the boy and he filmed with them. He was not supposed to know. So it's actually kind of failure. So it shouldn't run without feeling it's just let it go. And I concur with other scholars to say that I don't know how you feel in the adult society living with having been with them for a long time as a sibling or a brother. That's my thing.
All right. Thank you very much for keeping that as short as possible. We have almost, I think, about 4 minutes or five to wrap the conversation up. Maybe a few more calls and we do just that. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
James on the line.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, James.
Okay, okay. You know, like other clubs have said, problem, I don't think it is a taboo. It's not actually a crime, law, like an abomination, so to speak. But it's just about other things, other circumstances that surround it. Because what will people get to say? You understand? I'm just imagining these two persons shared the same father. Who then will collect the bride price? Let's assume the both of them have decided, agreed among themselves that they actually want to go ahead with the marriage plan. So who then will now collect the bride price since they share the same father? So that is just the angle. And couple with what people will say. Because looking at this, these two persons have grown up together right from childhood and I have known them as siblings. So on that premise, it is wrong. It's not the advice, because it really looks so weird. That's the truth. But morally, religiously speaking, it's not a taboo. It's not an abomination, so to speak. But it's just the circumstances that surround the situation that actually makes it wrong. You know, that's just my take on the matter.
From a moral point of view, right? Okay, thank you very much for sharing. On WhatsApp, Favor from Port Harcourt says, Gabby, it is incest for an adopted child to want to marry his sister. Can the father say he wants to marry the adopted daughter because they're not related by blood? If it's no, the same applies to the adopted son. The adopted son must have been lusting over his sister. And if opportune may even... Wow. Favor, you've taken this matter foul. Thank you for sharing regardless. Gracious from Port Harcourt says, good afternoon, Gabby. We were taught that a family is a group of people joined together or related by blood, marriage, or adoption. An adopted sibling is indeed a member of that family, irrespective of DNA. It is absolutely unacceptable to have any sensual relationship with a member of your family, be you adopted or not. All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. We're going to wrap up in a minute. One last caller, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Keep your messages coming through. I'll take them as well before we wrap the conversation up. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416.
They're unconcerned by the electioneering or democratic process. And what they fail to realize is that these processes result in governments and the actions or inactions of those governments directly affect them. Be a part of the next 2023 elections. Get your PVC and vote, because the results of those processes and those elections are going to concern you and affect you afterwards. I'm Adedaye Olushakin. Go get your PVC.
Hello, good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Gabby.
You're my final caller, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Gia Estegit, and I'm calling you from Boko.
Go ahead.
My is just a short one. I think anything we're doing in this life, we should always bring up the Bible perspective.
Oh, wow.
How does God see what we are doing?
Okay.
Is he wrong or is he right? If he's right, go ahead and do it. If he's wrong, nobody bring up his eye. Is for our own ideology in it. What does God say about it? But for now, I have no biblical background on that aspect. So for now, I can't speak on that. But if you ask me, I don't see anything wrong with that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much as well. We'll get to the messages and then we wrap it up. This is from Esther Etim. She says, this sounds messy. Let's take it a bit further. Let's say a couple legally adopts a boy and a girl who are not biological siblings. Can they marry? They're not related by DNA, but it just feels wrong. B. Kelly says, hello, Gabby. One of the caller's examples reminds me of Woody Allen. He had married the daughter of one of his ex-wives. They are not biologically related, but the wahala is how old was she when he started moving on her? Is he a groomer? Buddy George from Umaholu says, what is wrong with it if they will marry each other and come up with a good and God-fearing family? It is okay. What people get to say is not an issue. All right, final comment on WhatsApp says, what if the adopted child is a boy and marries a girl from the home? Where will they go to? They'll probably rent another house now. Says, what if the adopted child is boy and marries the girl from... Okay, same message from Ibesem. Let's see. I'll take a few comments on Facebook and we call it a day. Simple logical question. Collins owners on Facebook says, can an adopted child share in family rights since he or she is not a biologically related child via DNA? Whatever your answer is can be related to this issue. Smart. Donatus Monsi says, it is wrong to be married to the family a child is adopted to, but the child is already part and parcel of the family adopted into. On that note, we get to wrap the conversation up. Well, according to laws in Nigeria, I think the adoption laws, as a matter of fact, I can't speak for any other part of the world, but the adoption laws in Nigeria is probably the only law that we have currently that permanently severs a child's legal relationship with its birth parents and family and creates new ones. So even if a child still has his biological parents, I think the adoption laws are quite strong here in Nigeria. That law permanently severs you from your birth parents. So even if they're the ones who share the same DNA with you, the law no longer recognizes you as their child. So that means whatever rights your new adopted family has, you own a share. That also means whatever your, no matter the number of children that they have, they are your siblings. Their cousins are your cousins. That is what the law recognizes. And the same way the law recognizes that a brother and sister cannot marry or have any intimate relations, same applies for adopted children as well. It's been a very interesting conversation. I am Gabriella.